In his letters to a young poet, Rainer Rilke encourages a 19-year-old aspiring artist that experiencing and understanding the world around him is the way to truth. In one letter, Rilke writes that because we have more questions than answers, we must try to love the questions. He writes, "Do not now seek the answers, live the questions now. Perhaps you will then gradually, without noticing it, live along some distant day into the answer." Live the questions. How easy is that? We have lots of questions today, like what the heck is happening? Neo-Nazis, white supremacy, how did we get here again? Jesus asks a stunning question of his disciples today. Who do you say that I am? Imagine a spouse or a parent or a friend or your son or daughter asking that question. Who do you say that I am? The question and its response would define everything about that relationship. So when we truly hear and understand the question that Jesus is asking, who do you say that I am? If we understand who is asking it, if we hear the question day after day, we understand then who we are and whose we are. We understand ourselves to be those among the living Christ, those whom the living Christ sees, those whom he speaks to, those whom he seeks, those whom he pursues, those whom he wants, those whom he desires, those he seeks to have a relationship with. Who do you say that I am? I'm asking you. So if Jesus were to pose that question today, how would I answer? And what would the implications be? What would the consequences be of that answer? You are the Christ, the one who will establish justice on the earth for people of all races and lands. And I offer my service to you in this venture. You are the Christ, the one who will ensure that the vulnerable and marginalized will not be exploited, that the immigrant will not be disrespected, but welcomed and loved. And I will stand with you in their defense. You are the Christ who will usher in the kingdom of peace, and I commit myself to the practice of peace in all of my relationships. You are the Christ, the one who will refashion us into a holy people and nation. And I will open myself to any transformation necessary to help make that happen. Who do you say that I am? And what difference does that make? Be careful how you answer that question. Live that question. Live the questions.